我们要跟大家一起思想约伯记。
This morning we want to study the book of Job together.
基本上我们教会都在读旧约圣经。
Basically, our church is reading through the Old Testament.
我们应该今天还是昨天读完生命记。
And we should have completed Deuteronomy yesterday or today.
那么然后呢，下一本书你会发现。在你的读经计划里面就是约伯书。
And the next book that is in your Bible reading plan will be the book of Job.
所以呢，我们就跟大家给大家一个概括性的一个了解。当你读的时候呢，比较有清晰的这个概念。
Therefore, we want to go through this book in a survey style so that you can be familiar with the theme of the book.
那么，特别是在讲到约伯记的时候呢，我们刚好就是在主的安排底下，我们看完这个生命记
，and we just completed Deuteronomy, and by God's providence, we are now onto the book of Job.
那么生命记最重要的给我们看到一段经文，就是在生命记十章十二节里面提到说，以色列啊，现在耶和华向你要的是什么呢？就是要你敬畏神。遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
And the most important verse in Deuteronomy is in chapter 10, verse 12. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
所以神对我们的要求是什么呢？就是要我们敬畏敬拜。敬拜他，来爱他。
So what does the Lord our God require of us? It is to fear and to love him.
同时遵行他的道。
And to obey his word.
敬畏他就是有敬佩、敬仰，有一个然后呢又爱，但是又很爱他，但是又有一个仰慕他的这个心情。
To fear the Lord means that you are in awe of God and you respect him and yet at the same time you hold him in reverence.
爱他呢，神要我们爱他，爱这个呢，在希伯来文的意思呢，这个就是要全心全意的，无条件的去爱他。
And to love him in the original Hebrew is to be loving him unconditionally and giving your all to him.
敬拜这个字呢，在希伯来文里面的意思是说看重的，是重量的意思，说你看神看得很重，你看得很重要，你爱他超越一切，你把他认为是最爱最重要，超越一切，这个就是敬拜。
And worship in the original Hebrew word means that it carries weight and you see this as highly valuable and extremely weighty. And so you will want to do everything you can for this.
但是今天呢，很多人来到敬拜神的时候呢，我们要问一个问题，就是我们为什么要敬拜神？
And today many people come and they say they are worshiping God, but we want to ask a question, why do we want to worship God?
我们敬拜神是因为他给我们有钱，他给我成功，他医治我，他给我很多福气，所以我敬拜你。
I worship God, is it because he gives me money, he gives me success, he gives me lots of blessings and he heals my illnesses, and that's why I worship you?
如果他不医治我，那他对着我没有好处，叫我拜他来干什么？
If he doesn't heal me and I stand on to benefit in nothing, why do I want to worship him?
这个叫敬拜吗？
But is this worship?
所以这个就是一个很重要的问题。这个生命记讲到说我们要敬拜神，来到约伯记的时候就提到这个问题，说我们为什么要敬拜神。
So this is a very important question to ask. And in Deuteronomy, it tells us that we need to be worshiping God. But the book of Job tells us why we ought to be worshiping God.
所以我们来到约伯记的时候，我们知道很多人在提到约伯记的时候说这个约伯记跟苦难有直接的关系。
And when we come to the book of Job, we know that many people associate the book of Job with suffering.
为什么好人，为什么义人会碰到苦难？
Why does a good man, a righteous man, suffer?
所以约伯记这边给我们看到一个义人碰到苦难的时候，他发出许多的问题。
And The book of Job shows us how when a righteous man is suffering, he asks many questions.
但是呢，我让我告诉你，约伯记重点不是苦难。
But let me tell you, the main theme of the book of Job is not about suffering.
重点是在于人为什么要敬拜神。
The theme is why humans should worship God.
啊，所以大家就会觉得很奇怪。是的，是神本约伯记提到很多苦难，但是呢。这个大苦难的来临之前有一个大前提。
And yes, of course, we know that Job went through a great suffering, but before this great suffering, there was something big that actually happened.
所以我们要知道圣经里面约伯记自己告诉我们约伯记为什么会记载有这样的记载。
And the Bible itself tells us why the book of Job is written.
所以让我来跟大家仔细讲约伯记就是挑战神的主题。
And let me tell you that the main theme of the book of Job is the challenge to God.
是向神挑战，然后我给大家看到三点。第一点呢，就是那个约伯在天上的挑战。
And this is about challenging God. So let's look at the three main points in the outline, the challenge in heaven.
所以今天呢，我们有基本上三点，就是约伯在天上的挑战，第一到第二章。
And in chapter 1 to 2, we see the challenge in heaven.
第二点呢，就是约伯在地上的挑战，3到37章。
And from chapters 3 to 37 is about the challenge on earth.
那么第三点呢，就是约伯真正的挑战，就是在真理上面，他真正的知道为什么他会碰到这些问题吗？这个是在38到42节。
And from 38 to 42 is the challenge in truth, because that's when Job was facing the truth to realize why he is actually suffering.
所以我们或许你们第一次听到这样的讲法，到底哪里圣经里面提到挑战神呢？
And you might be hearing this for the first time, and you might be asking, where does the Bible talk about challenging God?
所以我们来看第一点，就是天上的挑战。
So let's look at the first point, the challenge in heaven.
请大家打开约伯记第一章，我们从第一节来读到第十二节。
Please open your Bibles to the book of Job. We shall read from chapter 1, verses 1 to 12.
约伯记第一章第一节说，乌斯地有一个人名叫约伯，那人完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。他生了七个儿子，三个女儿。他的家产有七千羊，三千骆驼，500对牛，500母驴，并有许多的仆婢。这人在东方中是为之大。他的儿子按这日子各在自己家里设摆宴席，就打发人请了他的三个姐妹来，与他们一同吃喝。宴席的日子过了，约伯就打发人去叫他们自洁。他清早起来，按着众人的数目献燔祭，因为他说：“恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。”约伯常常这样行。你看第六节，第六节就讲到天上的挑战。你看第六节，有一天，神的众子来侍立在耶和华的面前，撒旦也来到其中。耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”撒旦回答说：“请注意看第九节。”撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无故啊？他为什么敬畏神？难道没有理由吗？你岂不是用四面围上篱笆维护他和他的家，并且他所有的吗？他手上所做的都蒙你的赐福，你的家产，他的家产也在地上增多。”第十一节，你且伸手毁他一切，他必当面弃掉你。耶和华对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是你不可以加害于他。”于是撒旦从耶和华面前退去了。
Job chapter 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz, whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil. There were born to him 7 sons and 3 daughters. He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys, and very many servants, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East. His sons used to go and hold a feast in the house of each one on his day, And they will send and invite their three sisters to eat and drink with them. And when the days of the feast had run their course, Job would send and consecrate them. And he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did continually. And verse 6 here will show us the challenge that happened in heaven. "Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. The Lord said to Satan, 'From where have you come?' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it.' And the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?'" Pay attention to verse 9, for this shows us a very important thing that Satan said. So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch out your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
我们从这段圣经里面其实可以学很多功课。
We can learn many lessons from this passage.
我们看到约伯是一个敬畏神、远离恶事、正直的人。
We see that Job is a man who was blameless and upright.
第一节这么讲，第八节也这么讲。
It was said so in verse 1 and verse 8.
那么我们也看到约伯常常为他的孩子祷告，我们当中有很多年轻的。 夫妇，我们应该常常这边讲到，每天他常常这样做，然后为他的孩子们，恐怕他们孩子心中犯了罪亏，丢弃神，是他们常常为他献祭。And
Job, as the father, often prayed for his children and also offered sacrifices on their behalf. There are many young parents amongst us. We ought to be doing the same for our children.
那么当然，这里给我非常安慰的是，因为在天上的法庭的时候呢，耶和华在那里，撒旦这个名字就叫做这个 accuser， 就是那个控告的人就来的说，他要控告，神就说，嘿，你没有看到我的仆人约伯主啊，谢谢你，你不提我没事，你一提我就麻烦了。
And also we see that God is the judge in heaven, and Satan, which means accuser or adversary, came before God, and God actually was the one who brought out Job and brought the Job to Satan's attention. And Job, if he knew, would be thinking, "Thank you, God, you shouldn't have mentioned my name to Satan."
So when God 告诉撒旦说，你看我的仆人约伯，他是一个 完全正直敬畏神的人，不是说他一件事情都没有做，是他常常，你刚才献祭犯怕犯罪，所以他是一个，不是说他不是无罪，而是他常常在神面前祷告，认真来追求神的人。
And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man?" That doesn't mean that Job was sinless, because we read earlier that he would actually consecrate himself, he would offer burnt offerings. So he is not without sin, but he is actually someone who fears God.
但是在这边非常安慰的是，原来神说，你难道没有看到这个约伯吗？那个撒旦说。 约伯敬拜你没有原因吗？你保哦，原来敬拜神的人，神在他的四围第十节，四围围起篱笆保护他，也保护他的家，还有保护他所有的一切。弟兄姐妹，这个是何等大的福气！信主的人，主保护你，也保护你的家，也保护你家的产业，这个是有主自己的意思。
And we take great comfort in verse 10 when Satan challenged God and said, "Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? Does Job fear God for no reason?" And indeed, those who believe in the Lord, we take comfort that God has the power to protect us, to protect our family, and to protect our possessions. And God has His will to do this.
就因为这个原因，我们更要学习，更要亲近主，更要相信主。因为当我们相信主、依靠主的时候，主在不但保护我们，保护我们的家人，而且保护我们的一切。你看到这里，他的福气是何等的大。
For this very reason, we ought to be thankful and even worship God more, because He not just protects us, but also protects our family members and protect our possessions. Such is a great blessing.
但是这个就是那个问题了。你敬拜神，他说越不敬拜你，是因为你保护他，你祝福他。如果你不祝福他，他就弃掉你。
And so here comes the problem. Satan challenged God and said that the reason why Job worship you is because you protect him, is because you bless him. As soon as you remove all these things, he will curse you.
你看到吗？他说第九节，他说撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏，岂是无辜的？难道没有理由的吗？因为你看顾他，保守他，你赐福给他，所以他看住你的钱，他看住你的财产，他看住你的福气，所以他敬拜你。”
And so we come to verse 9 again. Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for no reason? That's because you blessed him, you gave him wealth, and he loves the money that you are giving him, and he loves all the blessings that you are giving him, and that's why he's worshiping you."
所以你看到这边就出现那个问题，这个是天上的挑战。撒旦说，为什么约伯敬拜神呢？因为你保护他，所以我们敬拜神是因为神保护我们，是因为神给我们有钱，因为神医治我们。他如果不医治我们，我们就不要他。这个是真正的敬拜吗？
And so this is the challenge that happened in heaven, and Satan is now challenging God. Indeed, when God bless us and God gives us wealth and give us possession and protects us, we worship Him, but when God does not bless us with health and wealth and do not protect us, do we stop worshiping? And if we worship God for all those reasons, is that true worship?
撒旦说，你且伸手毁掉他的所有的，他就当面弃掉你，他就当面不要你了。所以他说，你看，他其实是彼此利用啊。你敬拜，你拜一拜他，他就给你一切所要的。所以这个有什么好？这个根本就没有，不是尊贵的东西。
And so Satan says, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face. So we are here again asking the question, if one is worshipping God for the sake of all the benefits, then you get a benefit and you worship God, it is like a barter trade. There is nothing precious or valuable in that.
好了，我问大家，如果有你的朋友跟你很好，是因为你的钱，是因为他可以从那边得好处，请问这个关系是纯正的关系吗？
And I want to ask all of you, if you have a friend and your friend is very nice to you because you have money that and you have benefits that he can gain from, is this a pure relationship?
如果一个女孩子爱上那个男孩子，因为他有他有很多家业，因为他有很多财产，请问这个爱是真的吗？
If a woman loves a man because he has great possessions and because he stands to have a great inheritance, is that good? Is that pure love?
如果是这样的人，你会娶她吗？
Would you marry a person like that?
如果那个男的喜欢你是因为你美貌，因为你漂亮，因为你苗条，这样的爱是真的吗？因为每一个人有一天会老、会衰老、会死的。像你如果是追求美貌，是不是每十年你要换一个？
And if a man loves you, the ladies in our midst, because you are young and pretty and you are having a wonderful figure, then is that the right kind of love? Because every 10 years, you want to change someone else.
所以人靠近你是因为你是医生，因为你是律师，因为你是银行家，因为你很有名，因为你很有财产，请问这样的关系是纯正的关系吗？这样的关系，你认为这样是好朋友吗？如果是这样的话呢，你根本是 没有看清楚这些靠近你的人。
If people draw near to you because you are a doctor, because you are a lawyer, because you are a banker, because you have great possessions, and they draw near to you because of all these reasons, would you consider their friendship as true? And if you do, then I will say that you do not know how to discern between true friends and friends that are not true.
所以撒旦在天上挑战神说，你毁掉他一切，他就当面不要你，当面拒绝你，这个东西是假的。
So Satan challenged God in heaven, and he is challenging God that Job's worship is fake, because as soon as God removes all these good things from Job, he should be cursing God to the face.
是的，神祝福我们，神医治我们，神给我们很多好处。
Yes, God bless us, God heals us, and God gives us many benefits.
但是我们敬拜他不是为那些礼物，我们是敬拜 who he is. 他们是真正，我们敬拜他是因为他是神。
And yet we should be worshiping God not because of the gifts. We should be worshiping God because of who he is, that he is God.
所以我们问大家，如果有这样的朋友在你旁边，你真的跟他成为一个很好的朋友，你把你的心向他打开，你把你的产业全部给他看吗？其实如果是这样的，是我们真的是瞎了眼睛。一个真正爱你的人，不是因为你的才华，不是因为你的美貌，是因为你是谁。他爱你 for who you are， 你真正的你，他就是爱你这个人。
And if you do indeed have friends around you who are coming, drawing near to you for the benefits, would you be opening your heart to him or her and showing him all your possessions? If that's the case, then I must say you must be blind. You want to have someone who is not loving you because of your beauty or your talent or your possessions. You want someone who loves you for who you are.
我们敬拜神，因为他是神，因为他是我的创造主，因为他是荣耀的主，因为他是真的爱，他是真的良善。我们爱他 for who he is， 他真正是这样，是我们所羡慕的。我们爱他，不是因为他给我这么好多好处。
We love God because he is our creator. He is wonderful and he is good and he is righteous. And so we worship God for who he is and not because of what he gives us.
今天很多人，很多教会，大型的教会，你给神100块，他给你10000块，你给他10000块，他给你10000000。哇，这样好，每一个人要，谁不要？给吧，大家一起给，全部你钱的哪来？请问这样的神你也拜？跟我们以前我带这个小时候妈妈带我去这个拜一棵树，你给他一只鸡，他就给你很多。我觉得这个神，我们的神跟他神一样吗？如果我给他一只鸡，他给我一件物质，哇，这个很划算，就给多一只几只鸡，我不是多几个物质。
And so when we come together and we worship God, we ask the reason why. Because there are so many churches today, especially mega churches, and they will tell the people, you give God $100 and he will give you 10,000. You give him 10,000 and he will give you 100,000. And the more you give, he will bless you with more. And this, is this real kind of God that we worship? Is this not the same as in the past when I was a young child? My mom brought me to worship a tree. And she brought a chicken to worship the tree in order to get a big house. If that is true, that is really a very good deal for us.
弟兄姊妹，我们吃的神祝福我们，神也要我们对他表示爱意，对他有奉献等等。但是我这个不是最重要的原因，真正原因是你爱主，所以你给他一切，你把你的生命都给他，这个是动机的问题。
Yes, indeed, our God is good. He will bless us and he is the giver of all things. But we worship him and we love him not because of all these things. And if we worship him, we want to worship him for who he is and not because of the gifts. This has got to do with our motivation.
我觉得如果那个神是我给你一百，你给我10000，哇，这个神岂不是很笨？我一定比他聪明。这样的神你要拜吗？
If I give my God 100 and he will give me 10,000, that is really a very foolish God, because we stand to benefit, and such a God that is foolish, would you want to worship him?
你知道圣经里面讲到这位神是创造宇宙万物的真神，你不过是一个尘土罢了。
The Bible tells us that our God is the God who created the universe. You are but a speck of dust.
他是主人。如果他是主人，是他告诉我们，我们听从他，不是他听从我，不是他要做我要做的事情。如果我向他祷告，他不听，我就不要他。这个不，你不是把他当作神，你把他当作这个神灯里面的那个利用的这个神明。
And he is the God who created all things, and he holds all things in his hands. It is not that we should come before him and tell him what to do. He is the master who ought to tell us what to do. But if we come before God and we tell God, you bless me and I'll worship you. If you don't bless me, I don't worship you. Then that I become the master. I am in fact not treating him as God. I'm just treating him like a genie.
今天我们是呼唤人来敬拜，来顺服这位神。神不听你，你要听神，因为你是被创造的，你是理当要顺服他的，不是你来利用他完成你的心愿。你是来放下自己，说主，我愿意听你的，我顺从你，因为你是神，我不过是人。
Today we call upon men and people.To come to worship God, to submit and obey God, rather than to come and tell God what to do, because He is the Master. And we are not calling people to come here and to make use of God to answer your prayers, to give you blessings, otherwise you will not worship Him. No, we are calling people to come and to obey and to submit themselves to God.
所以今天有很多人敬拜神充满了许多错误 的理由，他的敬拜在神面前全部是虚假的。
So many people come today to worship God, and their motivation is totally wrong, and to God, their worship is fake and unacceptable.
这个就是撒旦对神说，约伯敬畏你是因为你对他好，神说不是，就算我毁掉一切，他还是敬畏我。所以这个约伯是正直的人，是真正敬畏的人。神说你去吧，好吧，我让你。所以这个是挑战，这是天上的挑战。所以神说好，他所有的你拿去，所以他毁掉。所以我们来看地上的挑战。
And so Satan basically come and challenge God, and he is telling God that Job's worshiping you because of all the gifts that you have given him. And so God knows that that is not true. Therefore, God told Satan.You are able to stretch out your hand against him, just that you cannot touch him. You can take all that he has. So this is the challenge in heaven, and Satan went.
所以我们看到刚才第一点天上的挑战，第二点是地上的挑战。所以现在来了，这个苦难来了。第十三节，我们看这个第一章第十三节，他说：有一天，约伯的女儿，儿女们人在家里，长兄家里吃饭的喝酒的时候呢，有报信的人来说，牛啊，这个耕田的时候呢，驴啊，吃草的时候呢，就有人来了那么有他就把他杀掉了。然后呢，你看到这个后面，如果你仔细看下去，骆驼也没有了，驴也没有了到最后呢，你看第十八节，他还说话的时候，又有人来说，你的儿女。在长兄家里吃饭喝酒的时候，不料狂风从旷野刮起来，击打房屋的四角，房就打到少年人都死了，唯有我一个人逃脱，来报信给你。
And so here we are looking at the challenge on earth. When verse 13 it says there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and there came a messenger to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, and the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them and struck down their servants and with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, the Chaldeans formed three groups and made a raid on the camels and took them and struck down the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was yet speaking, there came another and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and behold, a great wind came across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young people, and they are dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you.
所以我们中国话说祸不单行啊， 意思说，你看这第一个货来了，他的牛羊驴子都没有了，然后第二个又来，他的骆驼又没有了啊，最后又再来了，最后他的孩子全部都死了，一件一件，他的这个时间很来得很快，来得很匆忙，来不及回应，哇，全部都没有了。
And indeed, all these calamities came one after another, and it's just so fast happening that he lost all his possessions and his children, all that in a very quick successive time, he doesn't even have time to respond.
So, 我们当中，如果你失去一个孩子，你一定是心碎，何况失去全所有的孩子。
If you lose one child, your heart will be broken.All the more so when you lose all your children together.
但是这些事情发生的时候，约伯有没有丢弃神？有没有弃绝神呢？
But when all these things happen, did Job curse God and forsake God?
约伯记第一章二十一节说：“我侧身出于母胎，也侧身归回。赏赐是耶和华，收取是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。”在这一切事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为余畏。
Verse 21, Job said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
所以你看到吗？就算他失去一切，他还是不当他神没有医治他，神没有神使他的产业没有了，他没有因为失去产业他咒诅神，但也没有失去产业离开神，他的孩子死了，他也没有因此拒绝神，他还是敬拜神。
And so you realize that even though God has taken away everything that Job he actually possessed, and also took away all his children, so now all the blessings are gone, yetJob still did not sin against God, and he did not curse God, and he continued to worship God.
当然这件事情是很伤痛的，当然我们只是读一读就过去了，但是我不敢讲如果我失去孩子失去家人的时候我会有什么反应。不过你看约伯他还是坚持敬拜神。
And of course this is extremely grieving, but we are just going through this very quicklyIn fact, I dare not say that if I lose all my children and my entire family, what would my response be? Yet we can see here that Job continued to worship God.
那么撒旦来到天上的时候，第二章你会读自己读的时候你就知道，神说：“哎，怎么样了？”他说：“撒旦，哦，你失去一切，但是他还好好的，你伸手攻击他的人，结果他就会。”咒诅你，所以神说好，你就攻击那个人，只是不可取他的命。结果那个撒旦又在攻击约伯。
And then we come to chapter 2, we know that in chapter 2, you can read through this on your own. So Satan came before God again, and God said, See, I told you. And Satan now responds and said, You only took away his possessions, that's because he still has his health. If you strike his health, and you take his health away from him, he will curse you. So God allowed Satan to do that, except that he cannot touch Job's life.
所以这个就是这个撒旦对神说，你伸手伤他的骨头，伤他的肉，他必然当面弃绝你。
That's in verse 5, chapter 2. Stretch out your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, Satan said, and he will curse you to your face.
那么这个就是记载在第二章一到十节。
And we see this from chapter 2, verses 1 to 10.
我们就不跟大家提，为着时间的缘故，我们就不大家跟大家一起读，你回去自己读吧。
And we will not read through this, you can do that on your own.
所以当他身体攻击的时候呢，他完全也不拒绝神，甚至他的妻子还对他说他的妻子对他说，你仍然还持守你的纯正吗？弃掉神去死吧。
And we know that Job, even after he suffered illness and his health was taken from him, he still did notThe sin against God. And even his wife said to him in chapter 2, verse 9, Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die.
我盼望你没有这样的妻子
I hope you do not have a wife like this.
妻子应该帮助丈夫顺服神。
The wife ought to be helping the husband to obey God.
帮助丈夫使他更爱神，更敬拜神，不是帮助，不是这个落井下石使到他跌倒。
And should help the husband to love God and to worship God even more, and not to add oil to the fire.
第 在约伯记二章十节，他们讲到说呢，约伯却对他说什么呢？你说话像愚顽的妇人一样，哎，难道我们从神里受得福，不也受祸吗？你看到这个约伯的神学很好的，在这一切事上，约伯还是不以口犯罪。
And chapter 2 verse 10, Job said to her, You speak as one of the foolish women would speak. Shall we receive good from God and shall we not receive evil? This shows us that Job has solid and sound theology. In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
所以你会发现在这个时候呢，你最亲密的人应该给你帮助，给你安慰，结果他给你，这个就跟好像他的妻子呢帮助撒旦说，弃掉神吧，弃掉神吧，弃掉神吧，啊，如果你弃掉神，撒旦就赢，啊，神就输了。
And his most intimate person in his life, his wife, instead of helping the husband right now, became a helper of the Satan, the adversary, and encouraging Job to curse God. And indeed,We shouldn't, spouse shouldn't be doing this.
那么接下来整本这个大部分的这个约伯记就记载了，他有三个朋友来跟他辩论。
And throughout the rest of the book, we read of Job's three friends who came and they debated with Job.
三个朋友来安慰他，然后来劝他。
They were here to comfort him at first.
那么当然，当他来看他的时候呢，其实这个就是辅导学，就从这边开始。其实他们的辅导学呢，用的是错误的这个神学观。
And we can see counseling right there. But when the three friends came to counsel Job, their method of counseling, their philosophy of counseling is all wrong.
所以这边呢，我们就不单仔细跟大家读，跟大家讲，你大家回去看，这边有三轮的辩论，三加一不三合一的辩论。
And you can read through all this. We will not go through them in detail, but we can see that there are 3+1 debates.
啊，所以 four rounds of debate 就是四轮的辩论。
So there were altogether 4 rounds of debate.
基本上第一个呢，就是以立法呢，是说约伯你犯罪了。
And to summarize, the first person is Eliphaz, the Temanite, and he basically accused Job of sinning.
第二个人他说，是你儿子们犯罪了。
And the second person said, it's Job's children who sinned.
那么第三个说法说，你们都犯罪了。
And the third person, Zophar, said, the whole family must have sinned.
所以你会发现他们讲说，这三个人呢都说，约伯你受苦是因为你犯罪，但是神说，约伯没有犯罪。不是因为他犯罪才受苦，约伯是正直的人，当然不是说约伯是完全人，说这一次的受苦呢，跟他的罪没有关系。
And so basically, their argument is Job must have sinned or his family must have sinned, and that's why he is suffering. But we already learned that God has called Job a righteous and blameless man. Does not mean that he has no sin, but whatever that he is going through this time has nothing to do with his sin.
所以这三个人都说约伯有罪，我怎么知道呢？你看第四个人出现在约伯记第32章的时候，这个以利户出现的时候，以利户就讲到说，你们都以约伯为有罪，但是呢，以利户讲的答案是说，这个东西可能超过不只是罪的问题，这个还有别的原因。所以你看这个32章1到3节啊，这个是以利户的情形。他说，于是这三个人因约伯自以为义，就不再回答。那时布西人兰族巴拉加的儿子以利户向约伯发怒说，因为约伯自以为义，不以神为义，又向他三个朋友发怒，因为他们想不出回答的话来，仍以约伯为有罪。
And then we read of the fourth person who came, and the fourth person who came is in Job chapter 32. And these three men ceased to answer Job, that's the first three friends, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then Elihu, the son of Barakel, the Buzite, of the family of Ram, burned with anger. He burned with anger at Job because he justified himself rather than God. He burned with anger also at Job's three friends because they had found no answer, although they had declared Job to be in the wrong.
所以我们在讲到这三个三加一的时候，把这三个跟那个一分开，这三个呢，后来神对这个三个朋友生气，但是没有对以利户生气，所以可见以利户所讲的东西呢，不会比这个三个人糟糕。
And there are the four persons here, but we divided them into three plus one because later on we find God declaring his anger against the first three friends, but not against Elihu. So we know, therefore, that at least what Elihu said is not as bad as what the friends said.
所以我们就看到以利户所讲的是什么呢？ 是讲说神让这些事情发生呢， 是很多时候是超越我们不知道的。
Basically, what Elihu was saying is that whatever God has allowed to happen very often surpasses what we can know.
所以在37章23节、23到24节， 以利户这么讲说：论到全能者，我不能测度。 他有大能力，他有公平。我们碰到很多问题，我们不知道。但是呢，他有公平，他有大义，他必不苦待人，所以要敬畏他。
And Elihu said this in Job 37, "The Almighty, we cannot find him. He is great in power, justice, and abundant righteousness. He will not violate." So what Elihu is basically saying is God is beyond us. We can never know him in full. And therefore, what we should do is that we should fear him.
所以我们应该信靠神的智慧。不知道为什么，神没有告诉我们，神不需要回答我们。很多时候我们碰到问题不知道的时候呢，我们仍旧信靠他，不因为我得不到医治，不因为我的破产了，不因为他不给我成功。 就不信靠他，这样的话呢，这个信靠这个敬拜是假的。敬拜神是要全心全意，因为他是神，他的智慧超过我智慧。他认为这个是最好，我就接受吧。And
so we need to come before God and trust God. Trust God for his wisdom, for his power, and whatever that God does, we may not understand. So we might not be healthy, we might not be successful, and we might not enjoy health and wealth, but we need to trust God. If we come to worship God for all these other things, then our worship is fake. What we need to do is to trust God for who he is and trust in his wisdom despite our sufferings.
所以当以利户讲完之后呢，神就出现了。
After Elihu finished, God appeared.
所以我们的第一大点是什么呢? 约伯在天上的挑战，因为这个是撒旦跟这个神之间的对战。撒旦挑战神说，这个约伯不是真正敬拜你。那么第二呢，我们看到地上的挑战是，哇，原来撒旦就攻击这个约伯，地上有许多的苦。然后来到第三点的时候呢，神出现的时候，神就告诉他说，你懂不懂的真理？你真正的问题是你懂不懂的这个神的话，神这一位神。
And so we come back to our outline. The first point is the challenge in heaven, where Satan came and there was a challenge between him and God. And then we find the challenge on earth, where Satan struck Job, and also the friends are here to debate with him. And finally, we are now looking at the challenge in truth. When God appeared, he basically challenged Job and asked him, "Do you know all these truths?"
所以我们来看第 这段最后一段呢，就是在38到42章。不过我们先看第一到第六节，38节，38章第一到第六节。
And the last point here begins from chapter 38 all the way to 42, but let us read first chapter 38 and verses 1 to 6.
38章第一节说，那时耶和华从旋风中回答约伯说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？ 你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。第四节，我立大地的根基的时候，你在哪里？你有聪明只管说。你若晓得，就说是谁定下地的尺度，是谁把准绳拉在其上？地的根基安在哪里？地的脚石是谁安放的？
Chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, "Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you and you will make known to me. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or who laid its cornerstone?"
所以你会知道，从这边从第38章开始呢，神问了很多一系列的问题。
And starting from chapter 38, God asked many, many questions in one whole series.
大地的根基在哪里? 地的尺度在哪里? 根基裂在哪里? 这些都是很深的问题。
Who determined its measurements? And where were his bases sunk about the earth? And all these are very, very profound questions.
然后继续问下去，第38章16节，你曾经到海原或到深渊的密处行走吗？
And verse 16, have you entered into the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep?
你38章17节，死亡的门，你曾向你显露过死荫的门，你曾见过吗？
Verse 17, have the gates of death been revealed to you or have you seen the gates of deep darkness?
神问很多问题，然后呢，第38章19节，光明的居所和从何而至，黑暗的本位在于何处？
And God asks many questions. Verse 19, where is the way of the dwelling of light? And where is the place of darkness?
22节，你曾经进入雪兔，见过薄窗吗？
22, have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or have you seen the storehouses of the hail?
38章31节，你能系住锚心的结吗？能解开参星的带吗？你能按时领出十二宫吗？你能引导北斗的和他随从的众星吗？你知道天的定力吗？你能够知道地归在天的权下吗？
And verse 31, can you bind the chains of the plates or loose the cords of Orion? Can you lead forth the Maseroth in their season? Or can you guide the bear with his children? Do you know the ordinances of the heavens? Can you establish their rule on the earth?
这讲的都是天上神的创造，整个神的创造，宇宙万物，你看到这个太空学，这个讲的就是那一块。
And this is talking about astrology, talking about all the stars and the planets in the whole universe, and this is what God is saying.
如果你不知道，好，我就问你一个更简单的问题，这个野山羊你有见过吗？
And if you do not understand all this, okay, let me simplify, let me make ask you simpler questions.
他接下去就讲到野山羊、野鹿、野牛等等。
Then he goes on to ask him about the mountain goats and the wild donkey and the wild ox.
然后他问他鸵鸟，他然后问他这个老鹰。
And the ostrich and the hawk.
他说这些你都不知道。
And he said, "You know not about all this."
你这些都不知道，你敢来 challenge 我？你敢来指责我？你来敢来质问我说为什么我所做的东西，你不懂？
And you do not know all these things, and yet you come and challenge me, and you come and ask me about why I do certain things when you know nothing.
四十章八节说：“你岂可废弃我拟定的呢？岂可定为我？我就好显你自己有意呢？”
Verse 8 of chapter 40, will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be in the right?
然后他讲出两种动物，我们觉得非常好奇，大家会很有兴趣的这种两种动物。
And then he mentions two animals that we might be taking great interest in.
这个约伯记40章15节，他说你且观看河马。
Chapter 40, verse 15, behold the behemoth.
诶，我们中文翻译成河马，其实呢，在英文里面那个字呢，在原文那个字是一只很庞大的动物，不知道是什么。我们今天，所以这样的翻译是不好的，应该翻译成一种很庞大的东西，不知道为什么呢？因为接下来他讲到说，它的尾巴如香柏树，它的这个骨头好像铜管，好像铁棍，我们没有见过这些动物。
And in the Chinese, it's translated as a hippo. And actually, it's a behemoth, which we do not even know how it looks like. It's basically a huge beast, because in chapter 40, verse 17, it is said that this behemoth makes his tail stiff like a cedar, and the sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze. His limbs are like bars of iron. This is an animal that we have not seen before.
另外他又提到了，他说第41章一节，他说你有没有看到鳄鱼？
And verse 1 of chapter 41, have you ever seen a leviathan?
Leviathan 不是鳄鱼啊，所以这边出现一个字，这个他说鳄鱼，哎呀，你们有没有看过鳄鱼会喷火的？你看到19节说口中烧出的火把，飞喷的火星，他的鼻孔喷出来的烟，然后他发出来的这个好像开了窝点着的芦苇啊，它喷出来是火还有气，这些东西不叫鳄鱼没有做的。所以这个呢，这个字呢，这个所谓翻译成鳄鱼，它原本的意思是一只很庞大的动物。
And then in Verse 1 in the Chinese is translated as a crocodile, but it's actually Leviathan here that is described in verse 19, that out of his mouth go flaming torches, sparks of fire leap forth, out of his nostrils come forth smoke as from a boiling pot and burning rushes. And this is basically a huge animal or beast that we do not know how it looks like.
这个鳄鱼呢其实不是鳄鱼，它是比较像恐龙。
It is not a crocodile, it is more like a dragon.
这个是恐龙，所以当时候呢，所以这边讲形容的是恐龙的时代。
And it's all about, I'm sorry, it's talking about a dinosaur, and this is talking about the time of a dinosaur.
所以这边就讲到这边，所以这个写书的时候呢，约伯记在什么时间？应该是属于在这个。 还这个大洪水还没有灭世界之前，这个时代里面有，所以我很多人问说，圣经里面有没有恐龙？这边就有两字了啊。And
so we know that the book of Job is very likely written before the flood, because before the flood that wiped out all the dinosaurs, the book of Job must have been written. And some people ask, do we find dinosaurs in the Bible? And here we find two.
因为这边讲到两种名称，这个两种名称不是鳄鱼，也不是河马，这个是两种很庞大的东西呢。我们现在已经找不出这个到底是什么呢。所以，但是它的体积非常的大，所以我们猜这个应该是恐龙。
And so here we find the description of two gigantic beasts that we do not know how it looks like today. It is not a crocodile nor a hippo, because it's so huge the way that it's being described. And we do from here infer that it must be dinosaurs.
因为圣经里面在这个34节的这边讲到说它是世界上最庞大的东西，所以应该是我们从都没有见过的。
And it is described in verse 34 that it is the biggest beast of all the earth. It's something that we have never seen before.
好了，我们回来。
Let's come back here.
神有没有回答约伯的问题啊？
Did God answer Job's question?
为什么我的牛啊、羊啊、驴啊、多、驼、全部没有了？为什么我的孩子都没有了？为什么我生病了？神没有回答。
Why did I lose all my oxen and sheep? Why are all my children gone? Why am I sick? God answered none of those questions.
约伯说，为什么我会受苦呢？
And Job asked, why did I suffer?
难道我犯错吗？ 他说，我没有犯错，我没有犯罪哦， 我都很乖啊，我都学习， 我都按照你的意思去做， 为什么我还受苦呢？
And Job was basically questioning, I did not sin, I obeyed God's word, I did everything, and yet I still suffer, why?
神没有回答他，却跟他讲太空学，又讲到这个动物学，然后讲到很多。他说：“你这些都不知道。”然后神没有回答他的问题。And
God did not answer his questions. God took him through another series of questions about astrology, about zoology, and all these things. God did not answer Job's question.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
我们如果没有学到，约伯学到了。
If we have failed to learn the lesson, Job did.
因为你看第42章的时候，约伯就说：“哦，我后悔了，我现在我错了。”哎，约伯为什么你说呢？因为他明白神的意思。
Because in chapter 42, Job says that he confessed that he is in the wrong. So why did Job suddenly say he's in the wrong? Because he understood God's purpose.
他是说，我问你这些问题你都不答，所以我有智慧你没有，所以你应该信我，你应该靠依靠我，你应该信靠我。我说这个这样做就好，你听我的，我会带领你走你的人生的道路。
After God asked him all those questions about the entire universe, Job has got no answer. And this shows that God is much higher in his wisdom and his purposes. He is telling Job, all you need to do is to trust me, even though you do not understand all these things.
我的意念高过你的意念，我的道路高过你的道路。
My ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than yours.
我是你的主，你听我，按我带领你走人生，你不需要所有的答案，你只需要相信我。
I am your Lord, I am your Master. All you need to do is to obey me. You do not need all the answers.
所以整本约伯记没有答案。
So there is no answer given in the whole book of Job.
但是它的主题是什么呢？ 你要信靠神， 你继续敬拜他， 你依靠他， 他必然带领你的道路。
And so the main theme would be, you ought to be trusting and worshipping God, and he will lead you through.
这个就是好像约这个以利户所讲的，论到全能者，我不能够彻透，我不明白。但是呢，他有能力，他有公平，他有大义，他是 righteous， 他不会苦待人，所以我要敬畏他。我就算你我没有生，我没有健康，就算我没有财产，就算我不成功，就算别人看不起我，但是我还是要敬拜他。
It's like what Elihu said, the Almighty, we cannot find him. He is great in power, justice, and abundant righteousness. He will not violate. Therefore, men fear him. And even if I have no health, no wealth, no success, and people look down on me, I still want to worship God.
好了，我们的问最终的问题是这样：约伯有弃绝神吗？
And we ask that final question: Did Job curse God in the end?
撒旦有赢。撒旦赢了这场挑战吗？
Did Satan win this challenge?
应该没有。
It shouldn't have been.
我给你看这一节十三章约伯记十三章十五节。
Let me show you Job 13:15.
英文就很清楚了。Though he slay me, I will hope in him. Yet I will argue my way to his face. 在华文圣经有一点奇怪，他说他必杀我，什么意思呢？他意思说我见神的面呢，以色列人知道他见神的面必然死的，所以他说如果他杀我，我没有指望呢，我还是会依靠他，因为我要在他的面前辨明我的，意思说他有希望，我要在他面前辨明我的 innocent， 辨明我所做的事情是无辜的。
And it says here, though he slay me, I will hope in him.Yet I will argue my ways to his face. The Jew knows that if they meet God, they will die. But yet with that hope that when they meet God face to face, they can actually debate.
所以他知道他说什么呢？就算你杀我，我还是要来到神面前，我要问他。意思说，你杀了我，我就算死，我还是要敬拜你，我要来到神面前，因为他是公义的，他必然给我一个答案，所以他还是要来到神面前，他还是依靠神，说我依靠你的公义，你一定给我答案。
And what he's saying is, even if God were to kill him, he hopes, he knows in his hope that God is going to bring his soul before God such that God will give him the answers.
意思说他就算面对死亡，他还是要来到神面前来敬拜神。
In other words, even though he should die, he will still come before God and worship God.
那么所以在这边有一节圣经是很重要的，在整本旧约里面这边讲到什么呢？讲到救赎主的时候呢，在约伯记十九章二十五节，他说：“我知道我的救赎主活着，他知道他的救赎主有一个人要来救他。”他说：“末了，我必站在地上呢，我这皮肉灭绝之后呢，我必在肉体之外见神。”可见他相信人死了之后呢，还会复生，将来人要面对神。所以这个是智慧书的精华。
And in Job 19:25-26, this is an extremely important verse in all of the books of wisdom. It is probably one of the most important verses because Job says, I know that my Redeemer lives, and at last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, yet in my flesh I shall see God. This speaks about his knowledge of how the soul is different from his flesh, his body, and in the future he will be redeemed and there shall be a resurrection.
所以那个问题是约伯有放弃神吗？
So the question is, did Job curse God?
应该没有。他说就算我死，我还是来到他面前，我还是要问，还要来寻求他。
Extremely unlikely, because he says, even though I am slain, I will still come before God face to face.
所以我们现在，所以很重要的整本约伯记呢，第一章很重要，第四十二章最后一章也是非常重要，请大家看一看。
And so as we come to the end, we want to look at chapter 42. The whole book of Job, chapter 1 is important, and so is chapter 42.
你打开约伯记四十二章第一到第六节。
Job chapter 42 verses 1 to 6.
约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能阻拦。
Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted.
谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的我不明白，这些事太奇妙了，我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话，我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看你，见你，我因此我就厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔了。所以他后悔了。
Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak, I will question you, and you will make it known to me. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eye sees you. Therefore, I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
所以约伯这个时候认识神是超越以前的认识，原来你这么智慧，这么超越我，我就信你好了，我不用坚持我自己的看法。
So Job had a newfound knowledge of God that he did not have at first, and now he knows God even more, that God is so much higher in wisdom and power that he is repenting and saying that, you know, I just need to trust you. I might not understand. I will just trust you.
那么到第七节，你看，耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利法说：“我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事。”
And chapter 42, verse 7, the Lord has spoken these words to Job. He said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me what is right as my servant Job has."
所以我问大家，为什么神对三个朋友发怒？
So I ask all of you, why did God's anger burn against his three friends?
为什么?
Why?
他们犯罪吗?
Did they sin?
没有。
No.
是他们对神的认识不够约伯好，所以神学非常重要。
It's because their knowledge of God is not as good as Job's. And so this points to the importance of theology.
所以我们每一个主日之后呢，我们有给大家上神学，让大家对神的知识更进一层。
And that's why we follow up with our Grace Bible School to teach all of you on theology so that you can know God more.
何西阿书六章三节，你会听我常常引用这段经文。他说：“你务要认识耶和华，借力追求认识他。”
Hosea 6:3, I've often quoted, "Let us know, let us press on to know the Lord."
4:6节，他说：“我的民因无知识而灭亡，你弃掉知识，我也必弃掉你。”
And chapter 4, verse 6, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge."
所以我们必须要再多认识神学，让我们越来越明白主的意思。
So we need to pursue the knowledge of God. We need to study theology.
所以我们会发现，当约伯悔改之后呢，我们发现一件事，神就祝福他比先前更多。
And after Job repented, God blessed him again with more than what he had before.
有些人说，你看，神祝福他了。其实， you love the giver, not the gift. 你爱那个人，其他的神祝福我，感谢主。不过我们真正敬拜的就是那一个赐我们礼物的神，而不是单单他的礼物。
But some people on hindsight might say, see, that's why Job worshipped God. But no, Job worshipped God all this while before all these gifts. So we should love the giver, not the gifts.
所以约伯的经历是什么呢？第一呢，他信靠，本来他信靠神，后来他因为神给他苦呢，开始埋怨，后来他就开始觉得自己没有错，然后呢，他自己神给出现的时候呢，发现他应该开始悔改，不是他犯罪，是他对神的认识不够清楚，然后最后呢，神恢复而且加倍的祝福他。
And so we see the journey of Job. He begins with his trust in God, but later he complained about God and he started thinking about how righteous he himself is. That's his self-righteousness. But when God appeared to him and asked him all the questions, he repented and finally he was restored.
那么约伯记最后第二节，就是42章16节，他说这句话，他说约伯活了140年。 这边有个字很重要，约伯又活了140年，可见呢，约伯大概有200岁。
And it says in chapter 42, verse 16, after this, Job lived 140 years. This is after all these things has happened. So we could estimate that Job probably lived until 200 years old.
在圣经的历史里面呢，人过了洪水之后只能够活120年，所以他应该是在洪水以前的人类。
According to biblical history, after the flood, the age of man will be 120 years. So it is very likely that Job existed or lived before the flood.
所以当然我们还有很多理由相信他是在洪水之前的，包括这个约伯他200岁，那么加上约伯他不是通过祭司献祭，是他自己献祭的。
And there are other reasons why we will believe that Job was written before, or he lived before the flood. That's because he was the priest of his family. He offered sacrifices rather than through a priest.
而且他对神的称呼都是称他是全能者，而不是用圣经里面有很多其他的神的名称，他都没有用。再加上当时候呢，不是用金银来计算他的财产，是用牛羊。这个是在亚伯拉罕的时代才用这样的算法。
And this is when Job addressed God, he also uses El Shaddai, which is not used, is the only name that he uses. Whereas in the rest of the Bible, there are many other names that are used to describe God.
那么当然，刚才提到他有两种 dinosaur, 就两种恐龙，他在形容的时候呢，应该是属于那个还这个洪水还没有灭世之前的事情。
And of course, we talk about the behemoth and the leviathan, which is very likely referring to dinosaurs, which existed before the flood.
但是也有人说这个是一个诗篇，这个是一个故事，所以呢，这个可能是虚假的。其实不可能，为什么呢？以西结提到，雅各也提到说，我们他有这样的人，所以我们知道这个是一个历史上面的人物。
There are people who believe that Job was not a real person, but just a fictitious story in some kind of a psalm or poetry. But we know that he is a real historical person because Ezekiel and James both quoted Job.
那么而且呢，在这个约伯记叫做智慧书里面，有一节圣经，其实有好多不同好多节。这边有一节让大家参考，这个是讲到亚伯拉罕的时代呢。竟然他写出一句话，这句话说：“神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬挂在虚空之中。”意思是说，这个东西有地心引力就下来，它是挂在空中不要掉下来的。这个观念呢，你再查看科学什么时候才发现这件事情？但是讲的这个是四五千年前已经记载这件事情，可见这一本书是非常奇怪的一本智慧书，一定是神的写的书，因为人在发现。地球是圆的等等，这些是后来的事情，四千年前不可能写出这样的事。
And there's another verse here that is very interesting because Job describes God as stretching out the north over the void and hangs the earth on nothing. And this is way before the sense of gravity was ever discovered by men. This was written 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. Yet, all these things about the earth being round and it is in space and not actually being falling is discovered in science much, much later, a few thousand years later. And so, this is written so many thousands of years earlier. It shows us God's wisdom and it is not man's word.
所以这本圣经是非常奇妙的书。
Our Bible is an amazing book.
所以约伯记我们叫做智慧书。
And the book of Job falls under one of the wisdom books.
那么这个智慧书里面当然包括箴言、约伯记、传道书跟雅歌。
And the wisdom books includes Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Songs of Songs.
箴言基本上是告诉我们说有关什么呢？有关一般 truism， 就是说有关这个人基本上应该有的这个事情。它不是一个应许，不过它是一个格言。但是呢，我们发现约伯所讲的东西是真理里面没有的，传道书讲的也是智慧里面没有的。它给我们看出另外一形式的智慧书。
And the book of Proverbs, we have said, is about truism, things that are generally true, but they are not absolute promises. So we read in Job, and we also read in Ecclesiastes, things that are not found in Proverbs.
当然我们有许多事情我们需要从约伯记可以学到，包括忍耐。
And there are many things that we can also learn from the book of Job, including perseverance.
不过呢，最终我要问大家的问题，等一下我们在小组讨论的时候，我们会问大家：你为什么敬拜神？你敬拜是因为他给你礼物，给你发财，给你健康。如果没有，你会不会敬拜？你的敬拜是不是真的？
And very important that we want to discuss later during small group is what is your motivation or reason to worship God? Will you worship God if He doesn't give you health, He doesn't give you wealth, and you don't enjoy success, you are having illness?And will you still worship God?
所以我们真正敬拜神的原因是什么？
What's the real reason that we worship God?
让我们做一个结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer. Father, I want to thank you for your word and help us to Learn the precious lessons so that we will not worship you in vain, and that we will not worship you with the wrong motivation, and that we will not sin against you even by not knowing you rightly. And we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.